Dishing up tasty morsels of tarot wisdom, Oracle Soup, with your host, Katrina Nguyen and Gina Thies, two saucy sisters, broadcasting from the magnificent Oregon coast and from deep in the heart of Texas. And inviting your questions about tarot, oracles, counseling skills, reading advice, and more. On Facebook, like our Oracle Soup page and share your wisdom. Soup is hot and it's ready to be served.
Hello and welcome to Oracle Soup. Welcome to our listeners, and especially anyone that is new joining us for the first time or who have just happened upon us. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I am Gina Thies, and with my dear sister, Katrina Nguyen. What's cooking, Katrina?
Hey, have we got something fun in the oven? Something is fun in the oven. We are cooking. We are gestating. We are getting ready to plant a beautiful new seed and start a new year. And I can't wait. I'm very excited about this show today, Gina.
I am too. I really, really love the kind of the closure and the new beginning, you know, that new year, getting ready, setting my sights on what's to come and what I want to accomplish. And tarot is a perfect tool. And of course, other intuitive arts, but tarot designing spreads. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. We're going to be talking about how to design spreads for setting goals and looking forward to kind of like, I would guess, not necessarily what to expect during the new year, but what to actually, I would say, maybe create or manifest. That's the better word, manifest for the new year or the upcoming
year. Yeah, Absolutely. Manifestation or aligning one's energy. So we've got so much into this program. I hope you listen all the way through. We hope to have some handouts attached to our either to the oraclesoup.org website, or if nothing else, we'll have them in our file folders and our Facebook page at Oracle Soup. So one way or the other, we're going to be sharing some layouts with you. And of course, we'd love to get your ideas as well and leave those on the Facebook page.
Yes, if you have any sort of special spreads or techniques, you are welcome to post those. And again, the site is oraclesoup.org, or you can post it on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/oraclesoup. So we'd love to hear from you.
All right. Well, with not too much ado here, my dear, we got something in that oven. It's smelling awfully good. So let's get on with the show. Thanks for tuning in to Oracle Soup. Pull up a chair and join Gina and Katrina for a bowl of warm and nourishing conversation. Coming up next. Whether you are a person who celebrates the solstice or someone who likes to align themselves with the celebrating of a new calendar year, whether it be on January the 1st, or for those of you who follow the Chinese New Year, I believe in 2014 for us on the Gregorian calendar is going to be January the 31st for the beginning of the Chinese New Year. But the idea of a new year or a new start or solstice is we're shifting, we're leaving the old behind, and we're beginning something new. So this is a very exciting transition time. And of course, that's something that us Tarot people love to get our cards out for and start being really creative. And again, the creativity can go into anything from maybe a forecast of your year into how to manifest certain goals that you have ahead for you. So we're going to be looking at some ideas, some techniques, and some spreads. And between Gina and I, we have a wealth of information to share with you, don't we, Gina?
We sure do. Well, an interesting thing about resolutions, they started out, the tradition is actually connected to, it has religious origins. And Resolutions were about making promises to the gods. And as you can see, the tradition is very old, and we still sort of talk in terms of promises to self or promises to do something, promises to be better, promise to lose weight, promise to do all of eat better, eat healthy, not be so mean, whatever. Whatever you are resolving to not do or make a promise to. I tend to not do resolutions because I just feel like life is a journey and I'm on the journey. And while I do set goals, I don't want to restrict. I want it to be this or something better. So I tend to think of what's better. How can I improve on the now? And I've been in the last few years trying to practice staying in the present. And I do actually do exercises on kind of looking at where I've been and where I want to be in 5 years versus the end of the year. So it's like, because sometimes it's about manifesting and it takes time sometimes. And so, and I can get to redo if I didn't like something, so rather than saying this is the goal and I didn't reach it, and so I'm going to be disappointed, it's just about, understanding and just being in the moment and being on the journey. A long time ago, I kind of just wrote out what I wanted to do 10 years out instead of 1 year out, because it's like it gives me ch a chance to, if I don't accomplish something, I have to feel so bad about it and, disappoint myself. You have a New Year's resolution, Katrina?
Well, actually, that's an interesting question. I don't make resolutions, I make affirmations. In other words, I continue my affirmations, and I tend to start each new year with a new, what I call a mind map, but it's a goal map. And I put the year as a circle in the center of my little map, and then kind of like an octopus with tentacles, I have usually about eight different areas I'm looking at, whether it's my professional life or my home life or my spiritual life or my health. And so each one of those is a different arm or of the octopus, you might say, and then or a tree. It's like different branches of the tree. And then as you move up that arm or that tree, there's lots of little branches, and they're the little details that make up the whole. For instance, let's say, well, let's look at 2014. So in 2014, let's pertinent to Tarot, I might talk about career. So let's say I have an arm and it's called career. And along that arm, I have all these little branches about what are the things that are contributing to or coming through my career with Tarot. And I go, well, I'm going to be finishing that book in the next month or two, so I'll put the book in there. I'm putting together a webinar. It's basically called Professional Tarot Consulting Course, and it's a 10-part course, and that's so exciting. That's going to start in this year, and it's going to be repeated twice a year. So that's also on part of my goal list. And then on top of that, I have other goals, like I'm going to Reader Studio and I'm going to be teaching a workshop, and I'm going to work on and make that the most exciting workshop I've ever delivered. So, I'll put all the little ingredients of what makes up my year and the things that contribute to my career. And it's specific to Oracle Soup, on my wish list is manifesting a beautiful new microphone. And I'll have Oracle Soup on there. And then I'll have another little sub branch, and that'll say new microphone. So you can see how that can expand. And what's so much fun is you look back the next year or a few years later and you go, wow, look at all these things that I actually did manifest through my own affirming them.
In terms of using the tarot specifically, there are many, many ways to design spreads that can help accomplish goals, or just kind of look at creating what you want to do for any specific thing. Or it doesn't have to be specific, but to look at what maybe even help in the planning of what you would want to do if there is something specific that you'd like to accomplish.
That is so right on, sister, because what you just explained was so beautiful. And then one way of working with the tarot around that is you go through one of your favorite decks and you start picking out those cards or those archetypes that resonate with those goals. And it's not about the timing of it, unless there is a very specific deadline, and then you really have to work out all the incremental steps to building up so that you are successful with that end goal. But yes, pick the cards out that represent those things that you would like to manifest or that you're working on or that you're affirming or that represent where you're going to be after, let's say, 12 months, since we're talking about a new year. In fact, can I share an exercise with you from one of my favorite little books?
Sure.
This is from James P. Wells, and he has just the sweetest little book called Tarot for Manifestation, and it's chock full of great ideas. In chapter four, he actually has one called Happy New Year Mandala. And we used this at the Tarot retreat this year with great success. It was very powerful. And I'm not going to read through the whole thing, and I very much encourage you to pick up one of these books, Tarot for Manifestation. But basically, in a nutshell, these are some of the things he's suggesting for this mandala. And he started off suggesting writing down maybe four or five goals first. You write those individual goals down, each one being unique. And then you go through the deck and you find a card that matches up with each one of those goals. And so that's very intentional. And then he says you pull out a separate deck. And this one's more random, you know, with the shuffling or whatever you normally do for selecting cards for a reading for yourself. And then you pick one card to go with each one of the goal cards, and they get matched up. And so you're going to have four or most likely five cards, and then another five cards. So that's 10 cards, most likely, hopefully, from two different decks. And you're going to want to study each one of them and how they relate to your goals. And you'd be surprised what really powerful guidance you can get from that.
I think readings, or let's just say any oracular tool or art form, assist in helping us look at or processing our future thinking. We're either looking at the future or looking at the past. Very rarely in the present, that's what we do. We think about what we should have, could have, would have done, or could be doing, or wish it the way it was. So I think in readings, it's very important to kind of use these tools to help with those processes. And I heard something the other day that said looking at the past is why some people get depressed, because they keep thinking about what they could have done. And I think in readings, one of the in terms of goal setting, maybe there's an exercise or something you could do to look at resolving past and moving to what where you want to be in terms of, like I said, I look at, in 5 years, I want to have certain under certain number of things accomplished, but not worrying about, what will specifically happen. It's just that at the end of result, and it's part of the manifesting too, if you think about what happens in the process of the suits, you have thinking, emotion, you put emotion into it, you put taking some action, all in order to end up manifesting what you want. So some of those is just a process. And so I think looking at what those processes should be and resolving those things to get to where you want to go, sometimes you've got to clear the space and allow it to happen, allow it to manifest.
And some of the things you've brought up that I want to tag on to is you said, well, a person could create their own spread. And then you also said something about, maybe healing or releasing the past and being more in the present, which I couldn't agree with you more. So I would add that the questions you ask and the way you define goals has everything to do with your own perspective around those things. So, for instance, if your goal is to be more present, then the cards can help you reflect on what do I need to help me be more present in this moment? Or if your goal is to release some sad feelings, disappointments from the past, that could also be the question that guides the cards that come through. And so that's a way of just working directly with the cards, and those would then be your goals. But goals, what the thing about goals, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about this, but there's different belief systems even in philosophies around goals. Some people are very business oriented and goals are what keep them on track in terms of getting bigger and better and more powerful or more affluent or whatever their business goals are. And that could also align with individuals and with readers and readers' services. But on the other hand, from a spiritual point of view, and since for me the tarot is a spiritual medium, this is much closer to what you're talking about, being in the present, being in the moment, and paying attention to your well-being and how you're feeling, and that the goals aren't necessarily things to check off like a bucket list, but it's more, hey, how can I, as you said so eloquently, be my most wonderful self? All right. Now, with that said, I still want to share a couple of exciting spreads for those people who maybe might want to do a projection over the next year just to kind of see what might be coming up, not so much as a prediction, even though it can be used in a predictive way, but also as a sort of a snapshot of your year so you can go with the flow of your year or anticipate things or prepare for them or get excited or manifest along with them. And one of my favorite spreads that I like to teach to my intermediate students is the horoscope spread. And I think most of us know what that is, but for those who do not, the horoscope spread is where we actually lay the cards out in a circle. But the circle goes counterclockwise, and there's 12 cards in that circle. So it starts from the left side. It goes down. So that left side, what we're really looking at astrologically on a horoscope is the first house. So that first card then is representing the first house and all the symbolism around the first house. And then the second house, you'll have your second card. Third house will be your third card, all the way around. And one of the things you can add to it, if you're into significators, is you can actually put a significator in the center or the hub of the wheel. Or this card in the center, instead of being a significator, could be what pulls my whole year together. What's the theme for my year? So that's another fun way of working with the horoscope spread. And again, we'll try to post some of these spreads on our websites. Is there if I share another idea that's kind of like this? And it's really fun because it actually came out of one of my Tarot supervision groups where I was teaching my students how to create a spread. And we together created what we called our year spread. And it could start at any time because what it is, it's really a mandala. And the mandala has the four corners or the four directions or the four elements or the four seasons in this case. And so you're going to pick one card to represent each one of those seasons, and it's going to either start with the season you're in or the season you're getting ready to move into. So for instance, at this point, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, think about what season you're in right now. Is it fall? Is it spring? Is it winter? Is it summer? And then you could start from there, or you could project into and start with the next season. And so each card is going to represent a sequential season. And then again, you're going to have one card in the center that's going to wrap up your whole year together. So those are really powerful ways of aligning yourself with your year to come and using the tarot to help bring more awareness to that.
Well, I would also like to add there is also just doing a life overview or a review or some deep exploration that can be done. And I will post this link. I did a wonderful article back in, I think, July in Tarot Tips where I did a spread for deep exploration and a thoroughly reflective, introspective type of exercise of looking at, well, you could use it just for about anything, but it was starting out with the question, who am I? It's a 10 card spread, and it is featured in the Tarot School's Tarot Tips for July, and I'll make sure and post the link to it.
All right, thank you. And I think we have time for just one more little share around this. I know my very favorite thing and what really gets so close to my heart and many of my clients' heart is doing what I call path working with tarot numerology. In fact, I'm even working on a book about that right now. And the idea being that when you have a birthday, or if you want to focus it on the new year, Anjali Sarian talks about that in her book, The Tarot Handbook. But the idea being that when you look at your birth date and you do the numerology around it, and you look at what card then represents your year's lesson. Of course, there's one that represents your soul, your overall purpose in life or focus or lesson in life. But the year cards are really truly the pathwork, because the pathwork builds upon each previous year. And there's a lot more to that than we can get into, but that's another thing to consider in terms of your annual renewal and looking back on, did I really learn the lessons that I was here to learn last year in my path? And then am I prepared for next year?
Love all of those. Looking forward to a beautiful 2014. Can you believe is it going to be 2014? That sounds so weird.
Who
I 2014. I mean, wow. Well, happy New Year to everyone, all of our listeners. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy New Year to you, Katrina.
Thank you so much. Happy sun return, or sun going back to the underworld, wherever part of the world you're in right now listening to this. Now, you may not be listening to this at the solstice, so just happy wherever you are.
Happy wherever you are. Okay. Until next time.
Adieu. Thank you for spending time with us at Oracle Soup. We invite your comments and topic suggestions on our Facebook page, also named Oracle Soup. Be sure to visit our website, oraclesoup.wordpress.com, for hot new servings of our saucy talks, as well as past podcasts stored in our Oracle Soup pantry. And visit our individual websites and learn more about our dynamic offerings. Katrina Wim at tarotcounseling.org. Counseling is spelled CounselING. And .org is like Oregon. Gina Thies at tarotadvisor.com. Advisor is spelled ADVISOR. This podcast is intended only to provide a summary and general overview on matters of interest. It is not intended to be comprehensive, nor does it constitute legal advice or legal opinion. You should seek legal or other professional advice before acting or relying on any of the content. And thanks again for listening to Oracle Soup. Y'all come back now.